I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Sometimes we sort of assume that because someone is a physician or a Sunday school teacher or a business executive during the week, that that's what they want to do on weekends. And maybe that's true, but often it's not. Often they want to do something that is very different. You have a business executive who loves to sing, but really can't sing at staff meetings at a large company, so doesn't want to be in the administration of the church, but wants to be in the music ministry of the church. So it's finding out what is that person's gift and what is that person's interest. On the other hand, there are those who are really good at something. They do it during the week, and they want to bring that same skill and level of experience over to the life of the church. Interviewing them, talking with them, probably not in the formal interview sense, but let's go out to lunch together. Tell me about you. Where do you have passions? What are you interested in? So it's not starting with filling a position. It's starting with the person and who you are and how we can best minister to you by putting you in the place where you can serve God and others.
So do you, in your church experience, did you do a lot of come discover your gift kind of sessions, training sessions, programs like that?
I taught a class on spiritual gifts for, I hate to admit it, 25, 30 years straight, and it would be maybe 50 people at a time, and it was one of the more popular courses that we ever offered, and I think it was transformational in the lives of a lot of people. It was the freedom to know that I should do and I should be what God designed me to be, rather than that I have to, out of guilt or pressure or some other reason, take on a task just because it's an organizational need. And then giving people an opportunity to take some quizzes, write some stuff, do some study, ask around, what do you see me doing? What are my gifts? And I think it was just marvelous, and I think it was impactful in the church.
It probably gives people an opportunity to say no with confidence, then, right, for things that they aren't gifted at or they don't want to do.
Well, there's some things we just can't do. In another sense, let me just say that when I was 5 years old, my mother decided that I should be a musician. So she signed me up with a piano teacher who sent a note home after a year or so saying, I don't ever want to see him again. And then the piano teacher's wife took me on. And then after a couple of years, she sent me home with a note saying, I don't want to see him again. And my mother, she couldn't get this. So I took piano lessons for 8 years, and I never finished the second book. And that's because I can't play the piano. I can't carry a tune. And unlike my mother, you know, people need to see that somebody can't do something. It's okay. But what can that person do? And then they're going to delight in ministry that's in their wheelhouse.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.